It's time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and get an update on some of the items influencing the market this week. Roy, you said last week you wished you were tired, and you said the soybean harvest well underway. You're definitely tired. How is the soybean harvest progressing in Cass County?
The soybean yields are extremely good. I didn't quite get enough to be an all-time high yield here on my place, but we did get a yield average of almost 56 bushels an acre, which for us is extremely good on dry land. Corn yields haven't done enough to get a real good measure on that, but it looks like we're going to be running in the 130 to 140 neighborhood, which, considering how dry the summer was, is really good.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the markets. What are some of the things that we've been watching in the markets this week?
Of course, this is the time of the year when dead cat bounce is under the microscope, and we've really had a nice bounce here. We made a low on October 8th, our cash market of 808 here in Cass County, and yesterday's close was 887, so we're up 79 cents off of the harvest low. Our benchmarks there to watch for are 35 cents, 50, 60, and then a dollar. Very seldom does it exceed a dollar a bushel, and so I'll tell you what, I sold some beans yesterday. That'll be my first soybean sale, and I did it simply because the dead cat bounce had met all the criteria necessary, and boy, at almost $500 an acre gross, it's just real hard to look the other way.
How about the basis levels? Have they changed at all during this dead cat bounce period?
The basis levels improved about 16 or 17 cents a bushel. That's a little disappointing because normally we see 30 to 40 cents, but I think considering that the soybean harvest here, at least in Cass County, is a little bit later than normal because of that week of rain we had, so we're really right in the face of the heaviest harvest right now, and to see the basis improve a little bit even is pretty positive.
Let's take a look at kind of the week ahead. You know, what do you have in terms of watching the markets in the next week or 10 days?
I'm going to be looking at the soybean market to see if we can break a dollar a bushel rally off the harvest low. That would put cash beans at 908. Also going to be looking at the carry in the corn market. We've got July corn futures back over $4 a bushel now, and I'm going to be talking to my grain merchandiser and looking at the possibility of forward contracting some corn next July, somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 a bushel. I don't know if we'll get it or not, but the strength that we saw yesterday certainly indicates that it's a possibility.
There's a few different ways that folks can get more information. How do they do that?
Roy at soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and there is an updated dead cat bounce chart on the website.
All right, very good, sir. We hope you have good harvest progress, and we'll talk to you next week.
I hope so, too.
Thank you very much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and some comments on today's or this week's market activity.